Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Perhaps the strongest reason you should expect the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to resume falling faster than it did last year is that the American and world governments and many foreign businesses want that to happen. The U.S. government is the world's largest debtor, with over $34 trillion in formal debt, another about $2 trillion in accounts payable and accrued expenses, plus at least $100 trillion in the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and similar programs. It will never be possible to repay all of these accumulated obligations in dollars at current purchasing power. However, if the value of the dollar could be pushed down by a lot, it just might be possible to repay these debts and obligations. That really is the only practical alternative to covering these liabilities that now exceed $400,000 for every single man, woman, and child in this country. The American people would be devastated financially if the dollar's value were to collapse, but the government could dig out of its fiscal hole. The same goes for most governments and even businesses around the world. The majority of debt worldwide is denominated in American dollars. If the dollar appreciates against foreign currencies, that puts a greater financial burden on those governments and businesses that are obligated to repay these loans. Governments worldwide are competing with each other to knock down the purchasing power of each of their currencies in a misguided effort to make their nation's exports more competitive. Doing so may help businesses to a degree, but is clobbering the wealth of their citizenry. For the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar to effectively depreciate, it would have to fall even faster than the declining values of foreign currencies. So, to make the American and world governments happy, as well as foreign businesses that owe debt denominated in U.S. dollars, the value of the U.S. dollar needs to fall more than the others. How can you protect yourself from this happening? Make sure you own some bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.